Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life on you, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do.
Breathe on me, breath of God. Standing on this mountaintop, looking just how far we've come, knowing that for every step you were with us.
Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory was your power in us.
Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy songs of praise.
The spacious firmament on high, with all the blue ethereal sky, and spangled tents a shining frame, their great original proclaim. Unwearied sun from day to day does his creator's power display, and publishes to every land the work of an almighty hand. Soon as the evening shades prevail, the moon takes up the wondrous tale, and nightly to the listening earth repeats the story of her birth. While all the stars that round her burn, and all the planets
it's in their turn. Confirm the tidings as they roll, and spread the truth from pole to pole. But though in solemn silence all who round this dark terrestrial pole, but though no real voice nor sound amid the radiant orbs be found, in reason's ear they all rejoice and utter forth a glorious voice, forever singing as they shine, the hand that made us is divine.
Complete in thee, no work of mine could take, dear Lord, the place of thine. Thy blood hath pardon bought for me, and I shall stand complete in thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardon bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Complete in thee, each want supplied, and no good thing to me denied. Since thou my portion, Lord, will be, I ask no more. Complete in thee, yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardon bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Complete in thee, no more shall sin. Thy grace has conquered, reign within. Thy blood shall bid the tempter flee, and I shall stand complete in thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardon bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Dear Savior, when before thy bar all tribes and tongues assembled are, among the chosen I shall be at thy right hand complete in thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardon bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Thy blood hath pardon bought for me, and glorified I too shall be.
To God, how awesome your deeds! to the Lord his glorious praise.
I will bless you, O God, when you lovingly test and refine. Though I walk through the fire, I will offer you praise. You will shepherd my soul to a place of abundance and rest. I will come to your house and an offering of thankfulness raise.
Oh, come, come and hear, all who fear not and call on his name. How I cried to the Lord, and he answered my prayer. Had I cherished my sins, all my words would be empty and vain. Bless the Lord for his mercy and faithfulness, crown all our days.
Oh, thou God of all heroes.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled Divine Appointment. Acts chapter 8, verse 26 to 40 says, "Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, 'Arise and go towards the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert.' So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning. And sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, 'Go near and overtake his chariot.' So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, 'Do you understand what you are reading?' And he said, 'How can I, unless someone guides me?' And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this: 'He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth.' So the eunuch answered Philip and said, 'I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of some other man?' Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?' Then Philip said, 'If you believe with all your heart, you may.' And he answered and said, 'I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.' So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found in Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. One day I had been canvassing a neighbourhood of condominiums. I didn't get to finish them before the day was over, so I kept begging my leader, Lucas, 'Will you take me back to finish those condominiums? I want to finish them. I need to finish them.' Normally I was happy working wherever the leader decided to put me, but for some reason, I really wanted to go back and finish that particular area. Finally, a few days later, I guess Lucas got tired of my pestering him, so he took me back. At one door, I met a woman and began showing her the books. She told me, 'My husband is in the military. I am really worried about him. He is where all the bombs are going off. I'm always afraid for him.' Then she started crying. 'I have been praying,' she sobbed, 'that God would send me some sign that he still cares about me, that he still loves me, and that he is in control. And then you showed up at my door.' 'Wow,' I responded. 'The crazy thing is that I was in this area a few days ago, but I didn't make it to your house. For some reason, I really wanted to finish this neighbourhood, and that's why I'm back.' The woman looked at me and said, You know what? If you had come by my door a few days ago, I would not have been here. I just came in yesterday. And if you were to come by tomorrow, I would not be here either, because I'm leaving again. Praise God was all I could say. I know that God sent me to this woman's door at that exact moment. He knew I had to be there on that particular day, and He set our meeting up perfectly to show her that He does care and He is in control. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Acts of the Apostles, page 109. An angel guided Philip to the one who was seeking for light and who was ready to receive the gospel. And today, angels will guide the footsteps of those workers who will allow the Holy Spirit to sanctify their tongues and refine and ennoble their hearts. The angel sent to Philip could himself have done the work for the Ethiopian, but this is not God's way of working. It is His plan that men are to work for their fellow men. Divine Appointment was written by Danielle Simmons, who is a student literature evangelist from Kentucky. She is a junior at Ouachita Hills College in Amity, Arkansas, and is considering a career in elementary or secondary education.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
It's been a pleasure bringing you this program here on 3ABN Australia Radio.